Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 175, for Monday, August 14th, 2017, and day 14 of the 2017 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. So here we are, happy Monday. Hopefully everybody's doing well. I am trying to get dry. I just took some garbage out to the to the garbage pails outside, and first I let the dogs out, and it was getting late in the evening. It's 10:15. About 10 minutes ago I let the dogs out for the last time of the night, and I was like, well, at least it's not raining outside. Opened the door, dogs ran out into the rain. I was like, ah, crud, shit, they're gonna get wet. Dogs running around crazy, oh, it's raining, we love rain, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized I needed to take some trash out to the trash cans outside. And I took the regular trash out, and I was like, it's not so bad. It's not too bad. And I didn't take, in that first pass, I didn't take the recycled. Then I was like, ah, man, the recycled kind of is full. So yeah, we probably should get that too. And in literally in the 5 minutes between when I took the first one out and I took the second one out, I wouldn't consider it bottom dropped out, because what I'm listening to outside now is bottom dropped out. It's raining hard now, but it was probably 50% harder in that 5 minutes. And so the first time I didn't really get all that wet, and the second time I was like, I'm pretty thoroughly wet. It's awesome. I'm so glad that I got wet. But it's all right. No biggie. At least I have a lot of t-shirts. So, today is gonna be, I think, another, well, stuff's going on. Oh, and you're hearing dings, that's, Facebook, because I don't have all the notifications set on my new phone! Which is not really a new phone, but it's my new phone. So I figured I'd talk about that today. So I got a phone that is new for me, and the way we did that this time is I got Charlotte's old phone. Now, for years, so I am a huge Nexus and Pixel fan, a big Android person, and I've literally had, like, my first smartphone was the HTC Dream, or whatever you want to call it, the very first Android phone that you could buy only from T-Mobile, way back in the day. I still have it. I'm looking at the box that it's in right now. The little swipe out, it had a keyboard. I actually kind of like the keyboard. I mean, the screen on that thing is tiny now. I look at it occasionally and it's just like, oh, these phones were super tiny. But, it was a pretty cool phone. And so I was all in on Android immediately. I bought that HTC Dream or whatever, there are various names for it. HTC One, I think, was another option. Black, had a flip-out keyboard, blah, blah, blah. First Android phone, only on T-Mobile. I think it was only on T-Mobile. I at least got it on T-Mobile. I think it was only on T-Mobile for at least a little while. The day that it was open, there was a T-Mobile shop that was right across the street from my house, pretty much. Plus or minus one block, like half a block. So I literally walked over to there. I was there at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning when they opened up, and I walked in and said I wanted that new Android phone. They were like, okay. So I got the thing immediately, and I've had, Google phones, for lack of a better word, ever since. The Nexus One, for example, which was the first real Nexus phone, that was an awesome phone. I actually still have mine. We broke the screen got broken on that one. Like broken badly enough that you couldn't use it broken. Sometimes you have cracks or whatever. I've been using a phone with a crack in the screen for 2 or 3 months now, but, if that thing wasn't broken, I would probably still be using it for various stuff. Cause that was it's like a smooth, like a little bar of soap. A super nice phone. Little trackball movement action on it. Very cool phone. lights are flickering right now. Now, that has nothing to do with my recording capability, because this is a... I hear everybody talking about Zoom H2s, and they've had them for 10 years. And I guess I've had this Zoom H1 for probably 5 years now, but I don't have a Zoom H2, I have a Zoom H1, which I use mostly for podcasting. Like the very first year of the Dog Days, I did some Alphonic stuff. Or the very first year that I was in the Dog Days, I did some Alphonic stuff on the Alphonic app, but I've mostly used a Zoom H1 since then. So, but anyway, I have been a Google Phone and or Nexus and then into Pixel supporter for as long as they've existed. I have had at least one phone from every generation: Nexus 1, Galaxy Nexus, Nexus 4. I've had a phone from every generation of Nexus and or Pixel. Hold on. I got a cat who's stuck in the closet. And she's not happy about it. Hey, Azalea. Come on, sweetheart. It's okay. Cat stuck in the closet. Saw the paw come out from underneath. I was like, oh, time to save the cat. So I have kept through the Nexus timeline, and that was kind of in the same timeline that Charlotte and I started dating and getting together and everything. And she kind of had the normal phones, and I was like, oh, check out these phones, they're so cool, blah blah blah. And what we ended up doing for a while, I was on T-Mobile. Then I moved to Ting. It was T-Mobile to Ting to Project Fi. Moved around, but what I would do for a while is she would kind of get my hand-me-down phone, which is terrible because I was a nerd and I really wanted the nerdiest thing I could get, blah blah blah. But finally, in the past couple years, we got to a point where year and a half ago that about a year ago that I had a Nexus 5X, and she had I had the Nexus 5X, so the last Nexus. And she had the Nexus 6, which is the bigger phone of the previous generation. The Pixel phones came out, and I was like, you know what? My phone's fine. All these phones are good, but you'll get a better bump in phone than I will from getting a new phone. So you get a new phone. So I bought her a Google Pixel, and I took, well, and I just kept the 5X, actually, technically. So I said, you get the Nexus Pixel. I gave it to her for, it was her part of her birthday present. But part of it was because the 6 was problematic on a camera front. Trust me, I know, I've been dealing with it for about the past 3 months. And we were getting ready to have a granddaughter. This was like September. And Gracie was due in October. And I really wanted her to have as good a camera as we could get. So I got her the Pixel. And I kept the 5X, which was fine. And, sorry, I haven't set up all the notifications. You're hearing the notifications because I haven't set them up correctly. I'm working through the story. I'm almost there. So she got the Pixel, which was cool. And I thought it was awesome. I thought it was excellent. And then, so this year has come around, and during the year this year, so it was like, phones are in that place that actually laptops have been in for several years. Like they're all not supremely awesome, but they're all pretty awesome. I mean, you've got Samsung, you've got, you know, HTC, you've got, obviously you have, you know, iPhones, you have, phones are awesome. Motorola makes really good phones. What's his name? the company that's kind of out there, not essential. I mean, we haven't seen anything from them yet, but there's that. Anyway, there are a bunch of companies. You know, there are a bunch of pretty friggin' nice phones now. So I didn't feel the burning urge to like immediately upgrade that I had in the past, right? And then about, so I was kind of considering what was going on. And then I think it was April or May, my 5X just up and died. It apparently there is, my guess is it seems like there's apparently some class action suit about 5Xs and maybe 6Ps, I'm not sure. But apparently the chip just like gets so hot on the board that it kind of desolders itself off the board. If I'm understanding it correctly, I might not have gotten that right. But anyway, there's some class action suit about, I think what happens is the chip just kind of like unseats itself a little bit off the board, and the phone, obviously once the chip is no longer connected, phone no worky. So my phone just up and died one day, up and died. So I feel for you, Derek Howard. That's exactly what happened. Now, luckily in our house, because there's two of us and we go through a lot of phones. So what I did was I swapped over to Charlotte's Nexus 6. Part of our trickiness is we do use, like I said, I was on T-Mobile for a while. I kind of like the plans that are as least, you know, like where you're locked into something as possible. We had Ting phones. If you haven't seen Ting, T-I-N-G, very cool service. I mean, you pay for what you use, but you pay a very good price for it. And unless you use an insane amount of data, you're going to get a super good deal with Ting. But then when Project Fi came out, Google's phone service, I switched to that because we had phones that were compatible with it. But what that meant is that, I could have swapped my number out, because I have successfully swapped my number between like three services at this point. It's much easier to swap a phone number than it used to be. But I was like, I'm going to try and stay with Google Fi. I'm like, how on earth? So I was like, okay, hold on. Charlotte now is using the Pixel. We have this Nexus 6. And then the other reason that it was kind of like icing on the cake reason that we got her the Pixel was that she had dropped her Nexus, and the case that she was using on it had some problems at the corners, and it had fallen right on the corner and it cracked the screen and cracked like up into the, you know, maybe an eighth of the way into the screen. So not a tiny way, but on the same time, it was definitely noticeable. Crack in the screen. And so I decided, okay, I'm just going to use that phone because it supports Google Fi. I don't have to switch back to Ting. I don't have to switch my number. I'll just like deal with that and then we'll figure it out. And I was like, well, maybe I'll get the Pixel 2 when it finally comes out. Because this was back in, like I said, April or May. And then a couple months ago, I heard that there was going to be a mid-range Motorola phone that was going to also be available for Google Fi. And I was like, that's pretty cool. Because I don't really need like the super badass phone. But then about 3 or 4 weeks ago, they said, yeah, that's going to be fourth quarter. So it's going to be in the fall. It's going to be, you know, November, October. And the Nexus 6 is not a bad phone. But A, it doesn't have a great camera at all, and B, it's just showing its age. I mean, it's, you know, two generations old here, so it's starting to show its age. And I was like, do I know? I don't want to wait. Blah blah blah. And then I was kind of hoping for this to happen, and it did, because we're starting to get close to the announcements for the Pixel 2s. The next generation Pixels. And what Google did in the meantime is they discounted the current Pixels. Like the Pixel XL, which is what we ended up buying, is like discounted by like $200. So that's like a 20% discount. So what I decided to do, I talked to Charlotte, and so what we did is we kind of swapped. Now she's in charge now. She's getting the new phone, and I'm getting the hand-me-down phone, and I'm completely fine with this. And yes, they're both one-year-old phones, but good Lord, they're one-year-old flagship phones. These phones are amazing. It's like, there's nothing to worry about with these things. So I bought her a Pixel XL. And she likes a slightly larger phone anyway, which is like on like a $190 discount right now on Google's website. And then once it got here and we got it set up and everything, we just reset her Pixel XL and I took her Pixel or her regular Pixel. And now that's my phone. And now mine's not broken and it has a super awesome camera and it's way faster than the 6. And I'm pretty freaking happy. So today was a big day. It was camera day. It was camera day because phones are cameras, you know, and cameras are phones. It was a pretty awesome day. I've taken a couple yet, and I'm looking forward to having a really good camera both for the eclipse next week, which we'll be talking about soon, and for DragonCon that's coming up, which we'll be talking about soon. And I might make a little bit of money. I think I'm involved, apparently, like part of the class action suit on the 5X. You know, what'll probably happen is I'll get $17 worth of Google Play credit or something like that. Be like, woohoo! But in the meantime, I have a cool new phone. Charlotte has a super cool new phone because she likes a slightly larger phone. The Pixel XL is basically just the Pixel writ large. And so she's got that. She's liking it. And I got this, and I'm definitely liking it. I'm pretty excited about it. So that was what happened today. I got another package today, but I won't talk about that package today because maybe I'll talk about it tomorrow. And that might be, it's a topic that I've been trying to figure out when to slide in here, but I got a package today that had to do with it. And so maybe I'll slide that topic in tomorrow. So there we go. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find my information at kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. The email address, my email address is kkennedy, KKENNEDY at kenzoid.com. And if you go to kenzoid.com, you're going to find Instagram, Facebook, Google+, GitHub, every syndicated, I can't remember the piece. I've been trying to remember this PGP thing that I have a link to because I'm trying not to look at my site to remember it because I won't actually remember it, but it's not going to work. I might have to look it up. But, you know, there's 15 different ways to contact me on kenzo.com. So feel free to do any of those and I'd be happy to say hi. So the podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 US. And we will talk to you tomorrow. And I think I already have the topic. So thanks a lot. See you. Bye.